No, just in a regular truck, did you say?
Pickup
truck? Okay. What else did y'all do at y'all's store? Did y'all fix, like, farm equipment, cars that came in? Did y'all have a service station?
We didn't sell much in stores. Like I said, that was to keep his ball team going. We didn't have to buy a lot of stuff because we raised our own groceries. We raised our pork, and we had ham and all the other kinds of meat and things. We eat good. And we had beef. You could kill a beef and hang up the quarters of that and then just go into the smokehouse, cut out some of that steak, and it was good.
Just go into the smokehouse and
another thing they liked is when we killed the butchered the hogs, we would clean them chitlins and we'd stuff sausage and the small ones and put them in the smokehouse and smoke that, and that was good eating. And the others, you'd work with them and get them good and clean, and then you'd have a chitlin supper. The bet they don't get that.
A chitlin supper. Okay. Did y'all have electricity at y'all's house and on the little farm that y'all had? Did y'all have any type of
We got electricity at about 36, I believe. No, we had had a little running water, but not much. Put it in the branch and it pumped the water.
Oh, well. It's not a...
John's interviewing somebody today that can't remember too good because I'll be 92 years old in June.
Oh, you remember... You're remembering a lot. You're remembering a lot. Was it a windmill? Didn't y'all have a windmill on y'all's farm?
Yeah, we had a windmill.
Okay.
That's where we got the water.
Oh, really? Okay, that's what I was wondering. So y'all had a windmill next to a creek?
No, the windmill was in a well.
Okay.
But I forgot what you call that thing you had in a branch.
Oh, that's all right. But the windmill would...
The windmill pumped the water out of the well.
Okay. Oh. Did...
If you didn't have no wind, you didn't have no water. But we had a tank up on the windmill, and that gives you water.
So y'all could still get the water out of the tank even if the wind didn't blow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were y'all the only farm around Carroll County to have a windmill, or was that a regular thing to have?
There were very few.
Okay. What political party were you and your husband affiliated with?
Well, I guess you call us Democrats.
Right. Okay.
I'm a politician.
You are? Are you a politician?
Yeah. I keep up with the school board and the commissioners, and I keep up with the governor and a little in Washington, not too much. Local stuff's what I try to keep up with.
So you keep your eye on the political changes happening in Carroll County? Were you a politician way back in the Depression also, or
Well, my grandfather, Nathan Stallings, was a Tom Watson man. As I was growing up, he got that magazine, Tom Watson. He had to read that.
Oh. He had to read the magazine.
Yeah.
And, so I guess you were...
My mother was a Herman Talmadge person. She liked politics, too. She came down here to visit me one day, and he was... Talmadge was going to be, I believe that was Jean, out at West Georgia College, and she wanted to hear him and shake hands with him. And I seen to it that my mother went and heard him and shook his hand.
So, that's interesting. So did you, I don't know if this is going to be a loaded question or not, did you feel like Franklin Roosevelt's, you know, his New Deal, his plans that he put into effect during the Depression, did you think that they would work? And were any of his plans ever put into place in Carroll County?
He was the one that's crippled, wasn't he?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought he was one of the best presidents we've had. And Warm Springs is not too far from here. It's where the little White House is. And they have swimming pools down there that you can go down there and be treated if you're crippled up and things. And I've been down there to see the little White House.
So you would think that his New Deal politics to help bring America out of the Depression, you would say they did. I mean, they did work, but during that time, did you think they would work?
Well, something had to work.
Mm-hmm. So y'all are putting y'all's.
But I think now, this depression that we've been in, I think that. They are giving away too much stuff, and I wonder if the United States will ever get out of debt.
Yeah, that's a big question that's going to affect all of us.
Another thing, you can't get these people to get all these food stamps, and at school the children all get free lunches and everything, and you can't get them to work.
Not
they
like,
make no more money without working.
So, times have changed since.
We're living in a different world.
Yes, ma'am.
When I went to school, we learned reading and writing and arithmetic, and now they learn computer technology and sex.
Yeah, that's a. Times have changed since I've been in school also. They teach a lot of different things now.
One of the colored men that lived with us 11 years, and he had about 6 children, and one of those children was Curly. Her name was Curly. And they were smart. They learned to work. And when Susan Haywood came here, Curly was her maid. And when she went to Europe or somewhere, she would carry Curly with her. And after Susan left, they had a farm just above where we lived. And Curly still lived there with the people that bought their farm. And at their farm, the Catholic Church was right across the road from where Susan lived. That's a pretty church.
Okay, Susan Hayward, she was a movie
star.
Okay.
And she married a man here at Carrollton, Mr. Chalkley. And she liked to go out to the neighbor's house that lived up there close to the farm and sit out and drink buttermilk.
Speaking of like movies and baseball games, what are some other types of like family entertainment, you know, were there to do during the Depression? Like, maybe, like, maybe like church sings at a, you know, at a revival, or like baseball games. I mean, what exactly was there to do?
Well, we didn't have to entertain children then like they do now. Of course, like I said, they had to play baseball, but they went to church and to Sunday school, and when they were growing up, they had things to do on the farm, and they didn't have to be entertained all the time like children do now.
So there's a lot more work to be done than just sit around and playing and all that, right? Correct? Yeah.
Our daughter went to West Georgia College 2 years, and then she went to Bessie Tiff and graduated down there, and she came back, and she worked with the Family and Children's Service until she retired. She was head of that her last years. And the boy, he didn't want to go to college, but he wanted to go to airplane school, so he went to Tennessee and studied that, and then he went to California and studied down there. And when he finished school out there, he worked out there a while, and then he wanted to come back home. He came back home, went to Tampa, Florida, and worked at MacNeil Field until he married and quit work there and went to raising cattle.
And speaking of school, where did you send your son and daughter when they were little? Did you send them, what schools were they around in Carroll County?
They went to Carrollton's school and Mount Zion.
I mean, they went 1 through 12 in between those two schools, correct?
Yeah.
How far was y'all's house from that?
From school?
From the school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say it was about 3 miles. Mm-hmm. But we had to take them to school. We didn't have any buses.
Didn't have any buses.
You carried them to school and picked them up. But when our daughter, the last years that she went to school, we did have a bus to Mount Zion, and she graduated at Mount Zion and then went to West Georgia College in Bessie Tiff.
Mm-hmm. I know my mother told me that my father, they had to take him out of school to help with a sawmill. And I was wondering, did you ever have to take your children out of school like for like a day or something to help?
No, we never did take them out of school to work.